Kývadlo se mě svůj rytmus chytí.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, this show has been one that is like walking down memory lane for me because I'm talking about it, sharing with you guys, actually bringing you along on a trip that I did back in May. So it was a couple of months ago. I was back during the start of kind of the summer period or the end of the springtime. I went to the Czech Republic. Now, on an earlier show, you guys may remember, I talked about my time in Prague. And I had a wonderful time there doing all sorts of things, making puppets and, you know, going and seeing this, you know, renowned clock that everyone has to get there and make sure that they're there as the figures come out. And just all kinds of wonderful things, eating great food. But now I'm telling you about when I went outside of Prague. And, you know, I'm always recommending that you kind of mix it up a little bit, do something different, try something, you know, maybe that's a little bit different. Well, that's what this show is all about. It's traveling with a purpose. And the purpose being maybe something that's a hobby of yours or something that you really like to do, but you haven't really explored it outside of just your hometown or home here. So here's a great opportunity to start thinking about traveling with a purpose. Maybe you are an art lover and you can go to a place to see art galleries, or maybe there's an artist that has a new exhibition that's coming out and you can go and see that. So just thinking about travel from some of the things that you really like and planning a trip around that. So I'm one of these people. I really like history. So I had a chance while I was in the Czech Republic to check out a lot of their UNESCO sites. And UNESCO sites are all about historical sites, but not only actual physical buildings, but also cultural things, scientific things, educational things. All of those things fall under UNESCO World Heritage Sites. So I had a chance to see so many of them. And if you guys missed the first three segments of the show, you got to go back and listen to it, because I covered a couple that if you're headed to the Czech Republic, you definitely want to check them out. But now, if you know me, you know that I love culture. I love seeing things that people have done, especially done through the generations, that are passed down from one generation to the next. Kind of like you can like see a thread running through the families or the communities or, you know, the villages or the towns. You can actually see that it's been passed down. It could be a way of cooking. It could be a way of doing something. It could be a festival. All of those things kind of fall into the category of cultural things. Now, UNESCO also recognizes culture, traditions, festivals, events, things like that, as well as being very valuable and significant when you talk about humanity and preserving those things. So I had a chance to do something really, really cool while I was in the Czech Republic. And what that was I had a chance to go and do something called blueprinting. So blueprinting, I know here in the States, we think about like a printing machine or something like that, but that's not what it means in the Czech Republic. Blueprinting refers to an art that is all about printing on fabric. So I want to tell you, I want to break it down and tell you all about this because I was really fascinated by it all. So this tradition of art blueprinting, and again, by blueprinting, I'm referring to the tradition of a negative print on fabric, creating patterns and creating really these patterns that may look like flowers or may look like scenes or things that capture kind of day-to-day life. These patterns are pressed onto the fabric to create really a design or print on the fabric. And these traditions go back hundreds and hundreds of years. As a matter of fact, the technology itself is believed to have been created in China more than 2,000 years ago. So when you talk about tradition, that is truly one I'm sure that UNESCO is probably recognizing in China as well. But now back to the Czech Republic, though. These traditional prints and patterns are in white, and the fabric is blue. Now, the prints could also be in other colors, too, because it depends on the original color of the fabric. But most time, it is white prints and white patterns on blue fabric. Therefore, the name blueprinting. Now, the workshop that I had a chance to visit was one that has a lot of the original patterns that go back to many, many years ago. And the interesting thing about it, we asked, well, what about people who come here with their own patterns or something new or something like that? And she said, well, they do create their own new patterns. But if someone comes in with their own unique kind of style or design, they don't really do that. They send them to another shop because in that shop, they really stick to the traditional patterns that they have. But now, artists, as I mentioned, are really involved in creating some new patterns and some new prints, but we were really fascinated with just learning more about how they make the prints, and in particular, some of the ones that were the traditional ones. Now, the process involves placing the print on the fabric with something called pop. And the pop is some type of, it looked like it was chalky a little bit, but it was a white, it's like a white kind of material that they used to actually do the stamping of the pattern onto the fabric. And where the pop is placed with the stamp, there would be no dye, no changing of the color of the original fabric. Now, the workshop that I visited, they said that the pop is a secret recipe, so we really couldn't get a chance to try the paste and see what it was all about, which was being applied to the cloth using these hand-carved, sometimes 300-year-old wooden blocks. And these blocks contain patterns, as I mentioned, like flowers and plants, and often the surrounding regions of the area. And one of the things that I found that was really interesting, too, is that they're very specific as well about the fabrics and the cloth that they use, because it has to be a natural fabric. So they use silks, they use flax, and they primarily do the printing on cotton. And when it's dipped into the blue indigo, it is soaked for hours and then taken out and then soaked again. And depending on how deep you want the blue color to be, they will sometimes dip it up to 5 or 6 times. Then afterwards, it's rinsed, mainly it's just rinsed to get the pop material, make sure all of that is off. Then it's hung to dry. And then what you see is that that crisp white pattern starts to really come off of the fabric, and you can really see the design. And then once the fabric is dry, many products are created from it. Everything from linens and skirts and other types of clothing and journal covers and aprons, so many things that you can buy that are made out of these traditional fabrics. I did ask if the color would fade once you get it home, and they said there is a possibility, so you should wash it separately. Now, the young woman that was helping us there, her name was Gabrielle, and she's been working in the workshop for all of her life. As a matter of fact, when her mother was pregnant, because the shop's been owned by the same family for 5 generations, when her mother was pregnant with her, her mother was there working in the shop. So she told a funny story about that, that she's actually been working in the workshop there all of her life, even before she was born. Now, her mother no longer is working in the workshop, but her cousins are there working with her. So when you go to the Czech Republic, this would be a fantastic, fantastic souvenir to bring back to your family and friends to say, hey, I was in the Czech Republic. Now, here's another thing that I had a chance to do that was probably the highlight of my trip to the Czech Republic, and that was experiencing something called the Ride of the King ceremony. Now, this colorful, exuberant, highly exciting event is a must-see and a must-experience type thing. It dates back to over 200 years, where the Ride of the Kings is really just a very treasured tradition and event that takes place in the villages. Now, it takes place the last weekend in May in several of the villages and towns that are around the Moravian-Slovakia area. And the legend has it that the celebration and the festivals all started because a Hungarian king, Matthew Corvin, was fleeing from the area. And the Czech king, he was trying to get away from, you know, from the whole area, from the king. And in order to not be recognized, he veiled his face with ribbons and held a rose in his mouth. Almost the same as though, you know, you can't, you know, this couldn't be me dressed this way. Well, the modern day ceremony is not too much different from that. There are very, very extremely colorful traditional costumes, and some of the most beautiful national costumes, I would say, that I have ever seen, with white shirts and colored patterns that are in red, yellow, blue, and green that border the sleeves and the collars and the edges of the shirts and skirts and things like that, makes it a very colorful costume. And it is truly one of the most spectacular events in terms of the visual, exciting things that you see and that you experience. Now, here's how it works, though. In modern day, a young boy is chosen to be the king, and he has a rose, and he's decorated in ribbons, and he has a horse, a white horse, that he rides at a certain period of time out to meet the people in the village. And all the decorations are made new, and you can just imagine all the flowers and all the colors and everything that are taking place. And the king's men ride around collecting coins and collecting gifts and everything to provide for him. Then all of a sudden, here it is, the king appears, and he rides through the town with his white horse through the town. Now, this is a very expensive event that people are, our families are having to pay for, anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000. But it's quite an honor for your son to be chosen as the king. And this event has, of course, significant value, so it is one of the UNESCO cultural events. Now, we've come down to the end of the show. I hate to wrap it up here, so go to my website, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, to learn more about all of these UNESCO events I had a chance to experience while in the Czech Republic. And we'll be back next time when we go to the Galapagos Islands. So join me then on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.